Hello.
Hello.
I'm looking to speak to Hi. Is Roxanne Baker there?
Yes.
Miss Baker, my name is Will Gomez. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. You may stop participating at any time. You have a couple minutes?
Okay.
Thank you. First question, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I will vote.
That will be a definitely then. Thank you.
Yeah.
And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
That's private.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
African American.
Thank you. Can I ask your age? How old are you?
57.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Fighting inflation and improving the economy, 0 to 10, how important that is to you. Okay, thank you.
10 is important.
Okay, what about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
I guess that's a 10.
Okay, what about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
8.
Okay, thank you. What about reducing crime and gun violence?
Number 10.
Okay. What about making housing more affordable?
I didn't hear you.
What about making housing more affordable?
10.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Disapprove.
That will be strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Democrats in Congress, 0 to 100.
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
0.
0. The Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
I'm going to say about an 80.
80. Okay, thank you. Now I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale between 0 and 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Removing illegal e-vapor, removing illegal e-vapor products from the market. How important is that to you?
A 10.
Okay. What about reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
We need that. I'll read that. You said remove it?
Okay, let me repeat the statement.
Right. Okay.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. That is another drug.
Right. Reducing, that's a 10.
Okay. What about banning different tobacco products for adults?
No, I don't agree with that. That's a 0, because, yeah.
Okay. What about preventing underage tobacco use?
I agree, that's a 10.
Okay, thank you. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose that ban?
I oppose.
That will be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I support. They're adults.
Okay, that will be strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Regardless where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I'm going to put 50-50 with that because, I mean, smoking a cigarette is not going to bring harm to the community. That's a 0.
Okay, your choices are much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat more benefit.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Number one, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation, support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can and won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products of flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which statement do you agree with the most, the first one or the second one?
I agree with the first one.
Okay.
I mean, raising the price. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. First one, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
Not concerned.
Not concerned at all, or not very concerned?
Not very concerned. You say they support these organizations, right?
Yeah. Well, out of the tax money they pay, they support Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education,
right,
and tobacco control. Okay.
Right. That's a
what
good
about?
Thing.
Okay, what about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned if that were to happen?
Very concerned.
Okay, what about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind? If that were to happen, would you be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. We're almost done now. I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. 0 to 10.
I'm going to say that's a 6.
A 6, okay.
I'm not really.
Okay. What about America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people? This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give the authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. 0 to 10. I'm sorry, ma'am. 10. Okay. Thank you. To date, adult smokers come from disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions and other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people, who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibitions, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
21 and over?
21 and over, yeah.
Oh, I support, because, I mean, they're grown, so, I mean, I don't care.
Okay, that will be strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose that ban?
Oppose.
That will be somewhat or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Banning them?
Yeah. Do you think that banning these products will bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I'm going to say it bring more benefit, I'm going to say. You know, you never know. I mean, go
okay,
find it somewhere.
That will be somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Much more benefit.
Okay, thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
It wouldn't have an impact, because I just felt as though there was bigger situations going on out here, guns and
okay.
other stuff. So
okay, thank you very much. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Soda pop.
A soda, yes.
Yes, okay. Beer.
30 days, no.
No. Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Heat not burned tobacco products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Coffee?
Yeah. Caffeine free? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coffee period. It doesn't matter. E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
No. Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Vocational certificate.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low income.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes, me. I'm a member of my union.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban, suburban. And city. I mean, I don't
Okay, so that would be urban?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
What's that?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, trisexual, queer.
Oh, no.
Plus? No. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and we really appreciate all of your opinions. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.